Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the Yilui Neshama of Elisha Chanina ben Harav Aaron Avram Shlita. We're going to be learning B'siyata D'Shmaya, a little bit of the famous Gemara in Masechta Shabbos and Daf Lamed Aleph. Everyone knows the story that there were two people who bet each other. Whoever can get Hillel angry is going to take 400 zuz. So one of the guys went, and it was Erev Shabbos. Hillel's washing his hair. He's in the Beis HaMerchatz, and he says, "Mikan Hillel, Mikan Hillel." No covet, Gadol Hador. He calls him Hillel by his first name. He wraps himself up, goes out. "What do you want?" And he says, "I have a question." He says, "Ask, my son, ask." And then he asks him these silly, silly questions. Why the heads of the Babylonians are round, and other questions that it's really not the time to ask, or really not the person to ask. Uncle Panim, we're going to start with Oskuf Yudalit in the Sefer Einaya of Maran Rav Kook. Where he explains, Oso Ayom Erev Shabbos Hayav Hilu Chofaf. Esrosha. That day was Erev Shabbos, and Hillel was washing his hair. Hasibot sheyashos is hadas. The reasons that settle the mind. Shlo yiyah adam misragish uvali dehakpada. That a person should not get too excited, get too angry. Tiyana barov uvmatzav hamunucha shlema. Shaz dato shel adam yusheves velibo rochav. When a person's in a state of calm, serenity, he just doesn't get angry so much. Even things that normally annoy him. But if he's chilled, then he's cool about it. Even though on one hand, being in a restful state makes a person more liable to get all excited, because he finds himself bothered. In other words, he wants, this is his resting time, and now you're getting him all roused up, getting him all excited, you're bothering him. On the other hand, he's able to take it. Rav Kook was mamishay. Oman HaNefesh, he understood the human psyche so well, so deeply, so profoundly. I really have in my life, I don't know, all the modern psychology books, and I don't know, I've read a lot of them, and nothing is like this, nothing is like the Rav's understanding. So you see the two sides. On one hand, he's liable to get angry because, hey, this is my resting time, don't bother me. Mitzad Sheni, since he's in a more relaxed state, he's not going to get upset so quickly. Sometimes being bothered, all the work a person has to do, busy, 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 crazy busy, sometimes they prepare a person to be easygoing and tolerant, even though he doesn't have menuchas hanefesh. Somebody's so busy, so he says busy with what he's doing, he won't get upset about things that are would normally get other people upset, but he's just too busy doing what he's doing. Even though he's not in a state of being calm, relaxed, serene, but it doesn't matter because he's so busy that he's just not going to get angry, he's not going to get all riled up. But one second, what about a person who's preparing himself to go from this state of being all undergoing toil and being bothered, all the worries of life, daily life, and then he wants to go into a matzav of menucha and shalvis hanefesh. He wants to go into a more calm state. In other words, he's in transition from the state of ol, of having this yoke, to the state of menucha and shalvis hanefesh. As miskapsos shtei asibos biyachad. So then the two things come together. Shkol echad mehena goremes shlilas kochas avlanus ve'alilus hanatiyalis ragshus v'roigis. Both of them are going to negate his ability to have patience and are going to make him more liable to get angry. Ki matzav ha-menucha od lo ba. So you can't say he's in a matzav of menucha yet. He's not there. That's going to keep him relaxed. Shiyazor laharchiv es hadas. That expands his das. He's all chilled out. He's cool. He's relaxed. V'haskama pnimis ha-nimtzis bosam ezmanim. Shadam matzav la-molo shinim ezdam meshach hamon ha-mayi sachayim ha-asim gam hi-chaseira. And he's also not so busy with all of the demands of life. So in this transition stage, he doesn't have the milas of rest. Milas, fin, as they say in Portuguese, he doesn't have the milas of being busy, crazy busy. And therefore, on both ends, he's liable to get angry because he doesn't have the mila of being relaxed and he doesn't have the mila of being so busy. Yesham nam od koach, od davar shemashkit et koach hakpada, vu biyosad amuchan lios misarivim bnei adam. There's something else that also lessens a person's koach of hakpada, and that is when you're mixed in with other people. Vu baos hashak var adei apnimis shebo misatedes lekabel rishamim shonim meanashim shonim meruchol sovla. So then at those times, your attitude is, listen, I'm going to be dealing with all types of people, and I want to be able to be tolerant of them, be understanding, be accepting. So here you have three things that are going to make a person calm when he's bothered by somebody. Either he's calm already, or he's really, really busy, or he's with other people, and therefore he's prepared himself to take all these annoying people. Aval be'et she'adam mechin atzmo lematzav ha-mechayvo liot nefrash mibnei adam mitzad atzniut uviyoter ve'eso os asuk b'se gufanin amuch umuchrach az ha'ilut ha-kpada nechona yoter lavo ledavar rabba menatzad shelo keruchho. But let's say a person's involved in his personal needs and he's in a matzav of tznius, like, don't bother me. You know, someone's sitting in the kisei hakavod in the bathroom. So this is, somebody walks in on him, he's not happy. Somebody's banging on the door, get out already. No, this is my tznius time, don't bother me. Don't bother me. He's much more liable to get angry then. And what about Erev Shabbos? Erev Shabbos is the time when somebody's going from this, the all of the weekday, all the stuff that's supposed to be troubling him, all the business, etc. And then he's going from there to a matzav of relaxation. He's in this transition stage. And he's in the bathhouse. The bathhouse, the matzav of tznius. So that's from all ends, this is the best time to get somebody angry. And that's pshat, sweet friends, in the Gemara. Oso hayom Erev Shabbos. It was Erev Shabbos, which is like this time where Mamish the Sutton's dancing on Erev Shabbos. There's so many fights on Erev Shabbos and people get all angry. And not only that, Hillel's choyfe fesroyshe. He's involved in a milsa de tzniusa, in a matter of modesty. So this is not a time that a person's going to want to be bothered. And yet, at this time, he got Hillel, and Hillel didn't get angry. So you see that Hillel's anava, like the Gemara begins, Lola miadam anvisan ki Hillel. It's only because of Hillel's anava that he is able to take this, because he doesn't need to prepare himself. His natural state is humility, and therefore he's not going to quickly get angry at an annoying person with annoying questions. Beautiful. So now we understand the Gemara. It says Osiom Erev Shabbos Haya V'Hillel Chofef Es Rosho. Mamish, two things that are most liable to you can get him at those times, and Hillel didn't lose his cool. Next, Talach V'Avral Pesach Beso. Omar Mikan Hillel Mikan Hillel. So he goes to the Pesach Abayis and he says, who is here, Hillel? Who is here, Hillel? L'chazek Yoser is called Chazilzul Aroy Lor HaKnota Gam Lodem Shiyah Anvison B'Yoser L'holach Yosher L'Pesach Beis V'Shemar HaKoponim Pish Lo Tzorach Yikri Elav Shizah HaKoponim Ha'yameh Chozak HaKpede Af Al Pish Yitiena Shailos Adverm Shurim Lahak B'Lehem Mekol Mekol Yish Mekom Ladun Shal Pitzur Motzor Osem B'Sor Shailos Shein Rios Lios Nishel Espem L'Chocham U'Lefidim Yonoim Dvarm Mikrim V'Lo Behem Yazilzul Bolet. Avalarak Avral Pesach Beis, in other words, if he goes special to his house, so then, alright, he's already, maybe his questions aren't such good questions, but at least he's showing Hillel the covet, I'm coming special to ask you questions, I respect you. But here, no, we just happen to be passing by. Avral Pesach Beis, oh, like, you pass by the house of the God of the Lord, you say, you know, maybe I'll go in and say hello. Maybe I'll go in and ask him really annoying questions. Hey Rabbi, who do you think is going to take the series this year? You think it'll be the Yankees or the Dodgers? Yeah, that's what I'll do. That's Avral Pesach Bezos, Mamish Zilzel. Not going special. So he has no chashivas for Hillel? Doesn't feel the chashivas of Hillel? So, and then, everybody knows, you go by the Prime Minister's house, everybody knows where the Prime Minister lives across from the King's Hotel in Yerushalayim. You can't even go on that street anymore. They have security guards. You have to go around. But that's the Beis HaNasi. Everybody knows the Nasi. And he says, Mikan Hillel, Mikan Hillel. Meaning, like, does the Nasi live here? Is there a Nasi here? Like, I don't know. Again, it's Memaidis Chashivas. He calls him Hillel. Calls him by his first name. And he doesn't say, Im Hillel Darkan. Does Hillel live here? That's a more respectable way of saying it. I'm not calling him Hillel, but he says, does he live here? Does he live here? Living here is like a chashivas. This is his house. It's a chashiv house, the Beis HaNasi. No. Mikan Hillel. Notice if there's someone here who just happens to be not living here, it's not his house. His house is your chashivus. No, just is this guy around here. I want to just talk to him about silly things. As he's involved in washing his hair and doing hachana l'kavod HaShabbos. Not only that, but he says it twice. Which means he says it after Yishuv Hadas. In other words, he's really thinking about it. He's not just blabbering it out. He really wants to get Hillel upset. Like he really thought about it, and he said it twice. Mikan Hillel, Mikan Hillel. Like everything I was saying, he brings an example of this, then you repeat something. You're doing it by Yishuv Hadas of Askama Gemura from Shavuos Lamed Vav, Hein Hein, Lav Lav, and you say twice you really mean it? So this person really meant, like, just happened to be passing by, and Hillel is washing his hair. And everybody should know this is Hillel's house. He doesn't even seem to know that. He wants to show, no, I don't know whose house it is. And it just happens to be. Maybe he's Is he here, maybe? Maybe he's here? Maybe he's here, he says it twice. Mi kan Hillel, mi kan Hillel. Rashi says, Klum kan Hillel. Is Hillel here? Lashon Ganai l'Nasi. So it's not the way you speak about the Nasi. Is he here? Is that guy here? So you see, once again, Hillel's Anava. Despite this, he didn't get angry. Nisate v'yotza l'kras. So he wrapped himself up and he went to him. Derech Anava, need to see. True Anava l'chavi gamken is atzma b'rmida ru'uya. Kisor Anava akaras emislami tasa. What's Anava? Anava is knowing the truth. And if you know the truth, you have to mechabit yourself. There's no dimyan. There's no imagination. Because people love themselves so much, they don't see their chesronos. They don't see the good of their friends, either. So involved in themselves and their own milas. But an anav sees himself as mechobit, because he's a tzel and alokim. He has this chachma. And he'll also happy to be see his chesronos. And he'll also see the mile of his friend. He also has a tzel and alokim. So, he's a mechubadika person, and he's mechabit. So he wraps himself up. Misate fiyatzi. He doesn't just come out naked. That's not the mechubadika way of being. So it wasn't that he didn't have self-respect. He had self-respect. Fiyatza the cross, though. And then he went to him. And then also it's giving this person cover, that I'm also going at him. Dressed up to see, I've covered for myself, I've covered for you. And then he says to Marmalei Bini, Ma'atam Avakish. My son, what are you requesting? It's important if you're going to be an anav to have kavod for others, but you also have to have ava for others. Ava with kavod brings to ma'isa lios muchan l'tovus chaveru b'fa'al. Then you're going to be able to do for your friend. Ukshetia achana l'heitiv mitzurefis in rachshi akavod v'ahava hasiya teva mikubelas l'makabav l'yagishima busha v'kvedus. When the hachana to do good is combined with kavod and ava, then the tova is going to be received by the makabel, and he's not going to feel busha, because he knows it's coming out of love and kavod. So he already showed this kavod of pu'ula, he wraps himself up, and now he wants to show him that he loves him. He says, Bini, I love you like I love a son. Then Ma'atam Avakesh, I'd like to do anything you ask. As much as I can, I'll do for you. So, Yirtzeh Hashem, there's a lot more to explain about this Gemara, but right now will suffice. We already learned great Musar from how to be an Anav. And hopefully, v'siyata d'shmaya, Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the koach and the moach and the financial means, and we will continue in the next year. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and husband.